Hello, friends and family. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio welcoming you to online worship. Today's service marks an important stage of our journey together as we will hear from the Reparations Committee led by Chair Jeff Trask for our teaching today. This journey began early in 2020, sparked by racially motivated killings of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, that moved our country towards addressing racism in unprecedented ways. For many, this spark ignited a desire to learn, understand, acknowledge, and act on the historical and present mistreatment of African Americans. In our teaching times, the summer of 2020 was particularly intense. As we followed the lectionary scriptures, we contemplated the unequal distribution of wages and wealth through the lens of Jacob, Laban, and the four women who birthed and raised the 12 sons of Israel. We also heard from Gladys Hunt about just a few of her experiences of racism, both growing up in East St. Louis and raising a family here in Champaign-Urbana. In the fall of 2020, we entered into the story of Moses, shedding light on generations of slavery and the killing of slave children in Our Children, Our Neighbors, and God's plan of reparations for freed Israelite slaves. In January 2021, I was moved to preach on Zacchaeus, reparations Jesus style, as we observed learning and understanding through encountering Jesus and neighbors, the importance of Zacchaeus's acknowledgement of wrongdoing, and then the accountability and action that prompted Jesus to pronounce salvation, even as Zacchaeus's neighbors grumbled about this grace and mercy. Throughout 2021, we continued to explore the economic implications of Jesus's violent demonstration in the temple, in God's economy, Jesus's culture, as the leadership team signed on to the Faith in Place anti-racism pledge, prioritizing our budget to amplify Black voices in our teachings and honor that labor on our behalf with our words and our finances. We hosted 5 reparations conversations in 2021, learning about modern efforts all over the world to address systemic wrongs. All of this and more resulted in creating the Reparations Committee chaired by Jeff Trask with Sharon Chubbuck, Gladys Hunt, Vern Fine, and Lenita Eppinger Smiley. Their work began at the end of 2021, and today we will hear their process and progress as we search together for God's calling of salvation work in our community. This journey is documented in teachings and conversations that are available through the NCF website. I invite you to go back and refresh your memory of our work. And today, I encourage you to listen with open hearts and minds for the movement of the Spirit in our midst as we learn and discern next steps together. Please join me in Paul's prayer for the Philippians in the first chapter of his letter as it relates to us today. This is my prayer, that your love might become even more and more rich with knowledge and all kinds of insight. I pray this so that you will be able to decide what really matters, and so you will be sincere and blameless on the day of Christ. I pray that you will then be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes from Jesus the Messiah, in order to give glory and praise to God. Amen.